As badly as I want to begin reading you the book today, the need to do a little bit of housekeeping comes first. And if you do intend on coming on this journey with me, please do listen to this little voice memo. There's information here that will help you with your listening experience. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. I'm going to try to continue to keep each episode approximately 5 minutes long. Some may be a little longer, but I will do my best to keep them under 10 minutes each. The voice memos will also continue to go out on weekdays, unless/until weekends are needed to finish the book before December 25th arrives. I've read this book once, maybe twice before. It's a quick read, but still, you know, I've never read it out loud before, so I don't really know how long it's going to take. For the best listening experience, I recommend that you add the feed to your podcast player. You can add RSS feeds to every podcast player with the exception of Spotify. We all know how I feel about Spotify. It's a necessary evil, but you can add the RSS feed to Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player. I cannot recommend Pocket Casts enough. It is the best podcast app I have ever used. I've been using it for about half a decade now. If you want something not Spotify, Pocket Casts. You can even change the app icons. Yesterday, someone asked, can I share this? Can I share these episodes with other people? To which I enthusiastically respond, yes, thank you for asking. You have my full consent and permission to forward and share these voice memos or share the super secret invite only URL, which I will be linking in the show notes to this little voice memo episode thingy. And before we wrap this up, I want to take a minute, hopefully a minute, to implore you that if you can afford to please consider donating your time, your energy, your money, really whatever you can offer to a cause that you care about. This could even mean just like checking in on your loved ones to see if they need help around their house, their apartment, their yard, their storage locker, or even just making sure they have enough food to eat. Things are really hard right now. Make sure your loved ones are eating. Check in to see if they have warm clothes to wear. Take care of those you love around you. I'm also going to be shouting out causes over the next month that could use your help. Because I'm me, the majority of these causes will be either environmental or progressive policy causes. That being said, send me your causes. If there's some place that you want to give a shout out to an audience of around 40 plus people, message me and I will shout out your cause. Once more, just to keep it top of mind, you can get this episode at CEKR.FM. It's the latest episode, and the super secret invite only podcast RSS link is available in the show notes. Copy it, paste it into your podcast app. If you're not sure how to do that, use DuckDuckGo. Search for it. You'll find instructions. It's really not that hard. I promise. I've done it myself. Okay. So tomorrow we begin. I really can't wait to read A Christmas Carol with you. Two quick little things. My brain's so full of excitement this morning. While you listen, listen to see if you can hear your favorite lines from various adaptations. Shout out Muppet Christmas Carol, Michael Caine, absolute legend. And if you want to support your local used bookstore, I'm sure you could find a copy of A Christmas Carol to read along with. Sadly, I am not Gonzo. I am not your blue Charles Dickens, but I'm going to try my best to bring this book to life for you this holiday season. All right. As always, keep that SPF on your face and keep that H2O in your body. Be kind to yourselves and be kind to each other. Thank you for letting me into your ear holes for yet another day. I love you all so much. Yeah, I really do. I love you so very much. Take good care of yourselves, and tomorrow we begin. Okay, who doesn't love a Christmas ghost story? Ah, I'm so excited. Okay, bye for real.